This is Ozarks at Large. With me from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, a good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you. It'd be a better Friday if I could have found a way to score some Kentucky tickets, but I'll just have to watch on TV.
But don't you just take pleasure in the fact that there are games where people are trying to score tickets to Bud Walton?
Yeah. Yeah, and if the guys standing outside Bud Walton, they're not looking to sell tickets. They're looking to buy tickets.
They've got fingers up, not tickets.
It's a nice switch.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about aeroplanes. And first, let's talk about the Fort Smith Regional Airport. Traffic was up, and it was up 5.7%. To my novice eyes, that looks significant. Am I correct?
Well, yes. I mean, it's been trending just a little bit higher every year, but this year, 5.7%, almost 6%. That's a nice, healthy gain. I just talked to Michael Griffin. He's the airport director. His belief that he said, direct reflection of the local economy, local community, I should say. And he says business travel accounts for about 75 to 80% of the traffic out of the airport. So his belief is that. And he even said something to the effect that you can put an employment flow chart up and that'll match almost your economy flow chart. So it's the fourth consecutive year of gains out of the airport. And we've almost seen a 10,000 employment gain. And since 2015, there was 86,704 employments. This year, 2019, there was 95,000. 670. That's, over the course of five years, a nice increase, because there was a time when the airport, the concern was, will American and will Delta continue to use the airport because the employments were going in a different direction. American Airlines had a 10.1% gain over the year. Now, Delta, unfortunately, their employments were down just a little over 1,000, about 1,200 employments down. But Griffin said he and a consultant, air service consultant, are working with Delta to try to get that fixed. A part of that, Kyle, is because Delta once had a direct connection from Fort Smith to Memphis. That's now from Fort Smith to Atlanta. So that's taken a little bit of the advantage out of flying Delta. But overall, it's a good report for the airport.
All right, I want to stay with airports for a moment, because XNA in 2019 had 922,000 or over that, and that is, a number. That's up 17% over 2018. Little Rock also had, they were up about 5%. They were 1.1 million, but the XNA numbers up 17%, that's a lot. And look, they're beginning to close in on those Little Rock numbers.
We are getting a little close, aren't we now? Yeah, so I did a little Johnson County farm boy back of the envelope math, but I think I kind of trust my math. 17%, that's a healthy gain. I'm not sure you can sustain 17% every year, but I would bet something around 8 to 12%. So what I did is, based on scaling back the growth at XNA and holding harmless the growth at Little Rock, which is to say, let's assume it continues at 5% clip. So my back of the envelope math suggests that within 5 years, XNA will surpass. So in year five, based again on this rough math, there'll be about 1.38 to 1.4 million employments in Little Rock, and there'll be about 1.42 million at XNA, which would make it, the largest commercial field in Arkansas. And Little Rock obviously has been the largest ever since there's been a commercial field in Arkansas. And what's even more interesting is when you look at the population of the Central Arkansas Metro is about 735,000. Northwest Arkansas is around 525. That's incredible. If that doesn't show you the business impact of a Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hunt, just that unusual combination of businesses in that one metro area, to me, I think that's the impact. That's what's pushing the XNA growth. And to put the 17% in perspective, that was an extra 134,200 in claimants in 2019. The gain at Little Rock was just 55,000 in claimants.
When you mention that increase in sheer numbers, that's like 2.5 Bentonvilles worth coming in.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's some serious money. And then, you know, so when you drive by the airport and it seems like they're always building on something, whether it's a parking deck or a new terminal, you understand why that's necessary.
I don't know if it's necessary for downtown Fort Smith to be part of the Main Street program in Arkansas, but it certainly is a plus. And for those of you who said, wait, it's been 2 weeks since you've mentioned Talisha Richardson of 64.6 Downtown. The drought is over. We're going to talk about her again, too.
Yeah, I guess maybe you'd think we have a quota or we're being paid off to mention them. But no, here we are again. Talisha has been working on this since she took over as director of 64.6 to get the city back in. The city has been part of what's called just a network community since 2007. But it's not been a full member of the Main Street program. And she started working on it, and I think it's been almost a two-year push, but it's finally been accepted, so it's part of it. And there are 21 cities in Arkansas. And, you know, it's not a – I'm not going to say it's a deal changer and now everything's going to be, you know, roses and rainbows and unicorns in downtown Fort Smith. But there is help, you know, there's assistance with, you know, design ideas and promotion ideas and – you know, you're part of a larger network in terms of best practices and that type of thing. So it's good to be part of that network. And it's just another one of those steps. Again, I want to go back to Steve Clark with ProPAC. Steve Clark with ProPAC, who really got a lot of this downtown Fort Smith redevelopment going. You know, he kept talking about you're just not going to see the cavalry come over the hill and save the day. It's just going to be a lot of small steps, you know, maybe thrown in with a few big things, but it's just going to take a lot of hard work. And this is just another one of those steps to try to improve downtown Fort Smith, which is, as I have said, I've been covering this city since the early 90s. This is the most momentum, the most excitement I've seen in the downtown area by far.
All right. Well, see, folks, a mostly positive conversation. No, an entirely positive conversation this week.
Well, we haven't spoiled anybody.
I mean, we were happy about the Razorbacks.
I'll work on something crazy negative. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I know it.
Right.
Well, we're talking basketball, and soon we'll be talking
basketball.
It'll be even better.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these items and many more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, thanks so much. Stay warm this weekend.
You're welcome, Kyle. It's always a pleasure doing this.